An ominous prediction. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump posting on Truth Social that he expects to be arrested Tuesday in the New York grand jury's hush money payment investigation and is urging his supporters to protest, calling the investigation a political witch hunt. The district attorney's office declining to comment. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying he plans to investigate the New York City District Attorney's Office.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted, quote, "Here we go again. An outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who lets violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance against President Trump. I'm directing relevant committees to immediately investigate if federal funds are being used to subvert our democracy."
Fox's Nate Foy. A spring break shooting in Miami sending students to scramble. Fox's Phil Keating in Miami Beach, Florida.
Miami Beach police officers heard the shooting. They ran to the scene at around 7th and Ocean, and they spotted two guys that were wounded, shot, and they detained a third guy, and they say they also confiscated three handguns. The two that were wounded were taken to Jackson Medical Center, and one of them ended up dying in the hotel. They're not releasing the names yet or the mugshot of the suspect at this point.
Regional banks' concerns about financial stability mounting following the recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank.
The issue with money coming out of the regional banks and into the larger banks is that there might not be a lot of money left there to loan to single-family home buyers, as well as the people who develop single-family homes, as well as townhomes and others. 80% of the lending, commercial lending in this country, does get done by regional banks. 60% of the residential lending is by regional banks.
That's Fox's Jeff Flock in Cheltenham, Pennsylvania. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A San Francisco committee studying reparations deciding a price on potential payouts. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details.
One of the dozens of recommendations by a city-appointed reparations committee is for payments of $5 million to every eligible black adult and the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens. The committee, tasked with the question of how to atone for centuries of slavery and systemic racism, also suggested guaranteed annual incomes and homes in San Francisco for only a dollar per family. A final committee report is due in June. San Francisco isn't the only city that's making moves on reparations. Evanston, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, became the first U.S. city to fund reparations, and in December, the Boston City Council approved a task force to study that idea.
An off-duty Detroit Fire Department worker is accused of shooting another driver in an act of road rage. Fox 2 Detroit's Camille Amiri reports.
Redford police investigating an alleged road rage incident involving an off-duty Detroit Fire Department employee. Sources say the woman was on her way to work at a Detroit fire station when she allegedly fired three shots at another woman's car. That woman drove to the Redford Police Department just a mile away from the crime scene. Authorities aren't saying if she was hit by any bullets. The suspect was arrested a short time later.
DC Studios bringing back the classic motto, truth, justice, and the American way in a new Superman movie. Former Superman actor Dean Cain shares his thoughts about the motto returning on Fox and Friends' first weekend.
I'm really looking forward to this, and I hope it is a chance for Hollywood to switch back to doing something that is you know, able to celebrate America, celebrate the uniqueness of our republic.
The film's director, James Gunn, tweeted that he is incredibly excited as we begin on this journey of making the film. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.